We're visiting with Opie head football coach Chris Schmidt here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, just first off, talk to us a little bit about what's gone on in training camp and how have things been as it's game night for you guys.
Well, Dylan, you know, this group has been working really hard. They're doing what we expect. We got a lot of young kids, a lot of kids in different areas. I think on both sides, we bring back 5 to 6 kids that have some experience from last year. But out of those guys, I think on both sides of the ball, we only got one kid in the same position he played last year. So we're moving kids around, trying to, fit in where we think they need to be, and so it's been a lot of learning. The last couple of years we've had veteran kids. This year we're starting over with a few things, so we've had to move a little slower, but they're making progress, and we need to play a game to see where we're at.
Yeah, talk about some of those returners you have back. They have the experience of winning back-to-back state championships, but they're older and it's a new team, but talk about some of the guys you have back.
Yeah, there's 4 or 5 kids we're going to lean on. Garrett Cole, he's an All-State kid, played fullback for us last year, and he actually is the kid that's going to be at fullback this year. And then defensively, he's been an All-State nose guard, really had a good ending his sophomore year. Last year, he was outstanding. We've moved him to defensive end, so, he's a kid that we start with. He's a physical kid for us, and he's going to have to be a leader. Blake Redeker is another one that's started both sides last year. We've moved him around this year. He's linebacker on defense. He's going to the running back spot. We're going to lean on him, expect him to make some things happen. He understands the game well. Truman Bailey will play quarterback for us this year, and then we're moving him up on the outside linebacker defensive end spot. Getting a good athlete that, again, we hope can make plays for us on both sides of the ball. And I'd say the other one is Darren Hines. Again, started both ways last year. We kind of moved him around this year, going to play tight end and strong safety. But those 4 senior kids, started on both sides last year, been a big piece of it. And so we'll lean on those 4 kids for sure.
Well, and your schedule out of the gates, you're going to be playing a team Emporia High would usually play on a regular basis. However, with Hayden being a 3A team in football, they are not playing Emporia High at all, or they're not even playing any member of the Centennial League in football. But you guys have an opportunity against the Wildcats up in Topeka tonight. But Bill Arnold and the company, they should give you guys a test, and you'll learn some things tonight.
Absolutely. Bill and I, last year when you set this up in October, you meet out in Salina and you set your schedule. We kind of briefly just talked about 2 weeks before then, just texting each other, and Bill's like, "Hey, Schmitty, let's set this game up. We're both going to be looking for games." And I said, "Bill," I said, "we'll see what happens." I said, "You're probably, you're a little bit bigger than us. We'd probably like to see if we can find something." But long story short, it kind of come down to us two were the only 2 teams that we could find that really had Week 1 open. And, we said, let's do it. Like you said, they have a great program. Respect them, obviously, if we've never played them before. But I've known Bill way back. We coached a Shrine Bowl back in, I think, 2008 together. So I've known Bill ever since then. And I know he runs a great program. They got, they got some very good-looking kids on film. Obviously, it starts up front with them, very strong up front. So, again, like you said, this is a game we need to play. We're going to find out what we got to get better at real quick, and that's not a bad thing. So, we're going to go give it everything we got.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time. Looking forward to talking with you throughout the season. Good luck tonight, and looking forward to chatting with you again next week.
Sounds good, Dylan. Looking forward to it myself.
That's Opie head coach Chris Schmidt joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, being brought to you by Citizen State Bank, Rich Door Company, and Mel's Tire on KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local.